Good morning. And let's align together using this prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind. We give thanks for this alignment and our evolving understanding and experience of our intuition together. Amen. Well, good morning and welcome to our movement from intellect to intuition. The movement from intellect to intuition is the movement from ego consciousness to soul consciousness. The intellect is the mind of the ego, and the intuition is the mind of the soul. And as you are moving from that third dimensional human consciousness of the ego, you are moving out of your intellect into your fourth dimensional spiritual soul consciousness, which is the expression of your intuition. In a nutshell, that's what we're working on today and what we're going to hear in Jane's video in a few minutes. Now, I know that you've been observing your mind. You've been watching and listening and finding out all the things that make up your mind, your intellectual mind, and how it runs you around and how it just never stops. You go around in circles, how it keeps you in the opposites and how you move from the positive opposite with your intellect of, oh, this is so great. I'm wonderful. It's terrific. I got good news, to the negative opposite, which says, ain't it awful? I'm not as good as, I'm a victim. I'm sad. And we go back and forth in the experience of the opposites, in the third dimensional consciousness of the ego, using the intellect. But now we have a new piece of equipment. And that new piece of equipment, which has always been there bubbling under the surface, but it's really coming to the forefront, is called the intuition. And as you've observed your ego mind, your intellect, it probably was shocking to discover, as I was shocked to discover, just how much it was running my life. My greatest struggle in this lifetime has been to move out of my intellect, and is still a process of moving into my intuitive mind. Your intellect is the thinking mind, but the intuition is the mind of the heart. And my journey has been to move out of the intellectual mind and to move into the intuitive mind of the heart. And I found, as I started observing, a revelation. You know, your intellect speaks to you in thoughts, thought forms, but your intuition speaks to you in revelations. Revelations are whole awarenesses that come into your view, into your focus, from the tip of your toes to the top of your head. You get a whole picture, and that's a revelation. And I had a revelation that I had a formula in my life. Anytime I felt threatened or afraid or anything was going on, and that was quite often, most of the time, I would reach for comfort. I would reach for solutions to my intellect and try to think and figure out my way through it. Now, the intellect lives in the opposites. That means even if it gives you a positive answer, it still keeps you bound in that ego consciousness of the opposites. And the intuition, on the other hand, is above and beyond and does not dwell in the opposites. And the answers, the revelations that come from the intuition, well, first of all, you can't experience them when you're stuck in your intellect because your intellect's too noisy. So quieting the mind, moving into the silence, is the key of opening up to your intuitive awareness. And to the extent that I've been able to quiet my mind, and it's still a journey and a process, I am open to these revelations of whole and complete awareness, which are intuitive gifts from my intuitive mind. The intuition can't be heard. It's almost like you can't hear the radio station because there's too much static, and the static is the intellect. But the clear channel wants to come through. And so we've got to lessen and diminish that intellect. I found that my thoughts ultimately were useless, that they would lead me nowhere. The intellect has a purpose. It brought me to this point in my evolution. Your intellect certainly is useful when you do your taxes or when you're trying to analyze something. But the higher awareness and the place where you are now headed to, the place where you are going to be living from, is that intuitive place of the soul, the intuitive awareness of the heart. That awareness, which doesn't break things into little pieces, but experiences things as a wholeness, as an awareness. And it gives great freedom because it isn't in the opposites and it doesn't bind you to the positive and the negative and that ball game where it goes back and forth between the two. The intellectual thoughts are like a hamster wheel. They go round and around, but they lead you nowhere. They go back and forth between the two opposites. And this intellect, the mind of the ego, is a valuable piece of equipment. It is necessary as you've evolved, but it can't take the lead. It can't take precedence. Over many lifetimes, you have built up this intellect. And I am aware of past life experiences where I decided that I was just going to think better and everything would get better. Well, that only has limited efficacy. It only works so far to take you so far. Eventually, you hit a roadblock. You hit a wall because the fourth dimensional reality that holds all the answers to all your problems, the spiritual solutions, cannot be accessed with your intellectual mind. And if you try to use your intellectual mind to solve all these human problems, you find that they just don't make sense. It's like a Rubik's Cube that has no solution. But you can use that, I'm not going to use the word shortcut, but that effective way of solving the problems in your life by lifting up into your intuitive self. This is your next stage of development, your intuition. This is that other part of yourself, the intuitive part of yourself, the mind of the soul. So the question must be coming up in you right now, as it did in me when I first learned about this. How am I going to let go of my intellect and move into my intuition? Well, the first thing I had to understand was just how out of control my mind was. Just how out of control I was in that mental realm that is the limited hamster wheel of the intellect. I understood how my mind was running rampant. And have you ever felt so out of control in this intellectual mind that you just stir around and around and you can't get any rest mentally or even physically? It's time to go to sleep at night. Your mind is still racing. Well, there is a solution, and that is to observe your mind, which automatically slows it down. And also be patient with yourself, because you cannot move into your intuition all at once. The intuitive self is a process. The intuitive awareness is something that is built little by little by little. And I know that the people that I know who are spiritually growing, including myself, have been working on this process of moving from intellect into intuition over a long period of time. And it's been a great and rewarding journey, but it isn't without its bumps and bruises, its ups and downs. The first thing you do is you watch your mind, and you watch how your mind has been running the show all the time. The mind is taking control over things that you're not even aware of. And you have no freedom when the ego, the mind, is in control. But the good news is that when your mind kicks up and you're observing it, that you are forced, in a sense, to take charge of your being. So it helps you to grow. So rather than beating yourself up when you find yourself in that circular pattern of thought, you use that recognition to move you into your intuitive awareness. And your observation, your observer self itself, slows down that mind. What happens when your mind kicks up is that you are forced to unlock those powers of the soul powers that will help you to deal with that mind and then move forward and progress faster. The truth is, to shut down your mind, first you have to see it. And as you observe the games of the mind, the antics of the mind, you begin to develop new strength and new awareness, new abilities. So don't beat yourself up when you find your mind acting up. It's a gift. In fact, we don't grow spiritually without the gift of observing the mind's negative antics. And what we develop out of this is our intuitive mind. Jane in the video calls it like another arm. It's a tool that we didn't even realize we needed. And suddenly everything starts opening up for us. The truth is that you've already begun to develop this mind of the soul, this intuition, in many stages and steps. There are many stages and steps in your development of your intuition. It's just like learning your multiplication tables. You didn't learn them all at once. You took the twos and the threes. And I remember when I hit the sevens, I thought I'd never get it. And I still struggle when I try to remember what 7 times 8 is. What is 7 times 8? Let's see. So when we're learning these things, it's something that we learn in stages and incrementally, and we develop this awareness, this intuitive awareness, on a day-by-day basis, making a little bit of progress each time. So start your development of your intuition by asking intuitive questions about little things, the small things in life, such things as, where should I go buy a pair of shoes? What would be the best place for me to shop for groceries? Things that have no downside. Things where if you aren't tracking with it, it's not going to hurt you. And just see and watch and find out how your intuition will come in. It's actually a part of your being, so it comes forward to the forefront of your awareness. And you'll just find yourself guided, walking into the right place at the right time. Wonderful things can happen. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about when 9/11 happened, and I was working in a church with a large staff, and we had 3 hours from when the 9/11 tragedy hit until noontime, and we all just decided together that we were going to hold a service. We couldn't get the word out, But I'll be darned if there weren't 200, 250 people who filed into the place. And when we asked them afterwards, why did you come? They said, we just followed the cars. It was their lunch hour down at the industrial complex. And they all just drove, and none of them hardly were people that we knew. And we never saw most of them again. And I even had people, one guy I'd never seen in my life, and I never saw him again, but I knew he was a minister, walked up the aisle just as we started, and I gave him the microphone, and he gave the most wonderful message. It was like it just unfolded. This is how the intuition can work, and this is how the intuition works in your life. Your intuition will guide you and direct you. You can ask, well, what do I need to do today? When you get up out of bed, you put your intuitive glasses on, and you can also solve your problems using the 5 journaling questions in the book Spiritual Power Tools. You can write, what am I feeling? Write the answer. What's going on now that causes me to feel that way? Then write the answer. How is this a pattern in my life? What is my soul trying to tell me right now? If my soul were in charge, not my ego, how would I handle this differently? And as you do this, you find answers just come forth. Answers just come into your awareness. You always had this intuitive nature. You developed it a little in each of your lifetimes. But now, for the very first time, most likely, you are going to lead with your soul, not your ego. You're going to lead with your intuition, not your intellect. And you're making your intuition every part of who you are, involving yourself with it and developing it through meditation, because that's when it comes in, through your observer self. And then you take that flow out with you into your dynamic life, observing with these intuitive glasses, and taking it out of your meditation chair and moving it into your everyday life. Your intuition will start to kick in, bring you the understandings that you really need. You'll make the right decisions during the day. Your intuition is your connection with God consciousness, with your whole self, with your intuitive, infinite awareness. And once you develop this aspect of your being, it's yours. It will never leave you. Over many lifetimes, as I said, you developed that intuitive mind. Otherwise, you would not be watching this video today. You would not be online with us. It would just be something you'd pass by or think was a little bit kooky or just uninteresting. So you already know that you have some intuition active, and you have possibly had experiences of this. As a child, that intuitive mind may have been more active for you before the adults around you told you to shut it down and discouraged you from using it. Jane shares in her video that when she first started having intuitive awareness, she had an experience of coolness around what's called the third eye or in her forehead. And she likened it to when her mother put Vicks VapoRub on her chest when she had a cold, that menthol, that tingling, but it would be here and it wouldn't be from any physical cause. It would be the energy of the intuitive awareness as it moved in her energy body. And now that you can understand that you are intuitive, that you were probably more intuitive as a child, you can reopen that awareness and those gifts and build upon the intuitive understanding that brought you to this class. You picked up the vibe, Jane said, that led you here. And now you're saying, I want to be educated on a higher level. I want to know all of myself. There's something in me more that I need to discover, and my intellectual mind isn't giving it to me. You are going to develop this intuitive awareness in such a way that it is becoming a real part of yourself. from the first thing in the morning when you get up until you go to bed at night. Your intuition will start moving with you and you start moving with it. And then your intuition blends with your whole self and synthesizes your awareness. You come up with new and more dynamic solutions for the problems of your life. Now, your intellect works on the third dimension of the opposites, but your intuition works on the level of oneness, on the level of wholeness, which is the fourth dimension of your being. And as you develop this intuitive aspect of being, one thing that happens is that you begin to trust it more. It becomes just a natural part of yourself. You can discern more clearly that vibration when it comes into your awareness. It can feel like a certain energy, or you can just have a heightened awareness and you go, okay, this is my intuition coming in now. Step by step, incrementally, it starts revealing itself to you and you start picking up on its vibration. It doesn't happen all at once, and it gets that awareness anyway, gets to be bigger and bigger within you as you move into a greater embracing of your whole self. This automatically will move you into a higher dimension of your being. The movement from ego to soul, the movement from third to fourth dimensional consciousness, the movement from the limited self to your infinite self is something that is automatic as you start to engage yourself in your awareness of your intuition. And you find that your intuition is where all your spiritual understanding comes that moves you forward on your soul's journey. You find that your intuition is that connection that you have with your out-of-body teacher when that out-of-body teacher communicates with you. Whether or not you're aware of that identity, you just have a heightened awareness and whole concepts come into you. Revelations come in for you. Your intuition starts to tell you when it's time to meditate, when it's time to rest, when it's time to get up and move into activity, when it's time to make a phone call. And you'll find yourself driving along and just taking a turn and moving into something very different. You may not always know why you're taking these actions, but your intuition is guiding your way. One of the places where your intuitive mind really kicks into action is in journaling. When you sit down with your journal and you put pen to paper, you are giving permission to your intuitive mind to break through the barriers of the ego and to open you up into new and higher awarenesses. And so just write your questions. I even write after I ask the question, I don't know. And then I, in that clear space, just start writing. And I'm astounded on a daily basis what can come forth for me in my intuitive journaling. And it's not something where it's grandiose and way out there. It's very, very natural. Your intuition is a natural part of your being. And you'll get help with your everyday problems, solutions to living a more effective life, as well as higher awarenesses about the truth of your being. This vibration of your intuitive mind is here to wake you up into the potential of who you are. It supports you in all the decisions that you need to make. And as you move through the day, it just comes in automatically. Now, you've been working for many lifetimes to develop your little self, that limited intellect of you, and that was a necessary part of your evolutionary journey. But right now, you're in this class because you're beginning to realize just how limiting your intellect really is. Now you are becoming aware that you want to move into your unlimited self, that self of you where you can capture the essence of the whole universe in your own consciousness. And isn't that an exciting possibility? Isn't that a wonderful adventure? The whole universe is expressing in you and through you and as you. You are becoming aware and conscious of the God consciousness within you. You are becoming conscious of the God self within you. And this is the only reason why you are doing what you are doing in this lifetime, to grow into your God awareness. That is why we all are on this journey of life. You are not here to accumulate experiences and things and concepts and money and materialism. You are here to grow into your next stage of being. And for the first time in your soul's evolution, you have made the decision that you are going to go for your soul awareness. You are moving into your intuitive awareness. This is why you're letting go of the third dimension. You're getting out of the opposites, and your intuition is the way out. I remember 30 years ago when Jane exposed me to this idea, and she used a visual analogy. She said, it's like your intuition is like the trap door that opens up, and you can get out of the box, the limited box of the third dimension, into the open air, into that spacious consciousness of your fourth dimension. Every effort you make will bring you tremendous rewards. And if you find yourself saying to yourself, well, I'm too busy. This is just too hard. I just can't do this. Realize that that is just your limited self trying to keep you stuck. You are on a journey up the mountain of consciousness, and it is worth every effort that you can make. And just as you learn to walk slowly and in stages and stumbles and steps, but eventually you did. You learned how to ride a bicycle that same way. I remember when I was a little kid and my parents bought me a baseball and a bat and a glove, and I didn't know what to do with it. I was with my friends, and we couldn't believe that we would ever be able to hit a moving ball and to catch a moving ball, to pitch. All those things, the first times we started off, we just roll it on the ground and try to hit it like a golf ball or something. Because at the stage where we were at, it seemed like an impossibility. And yet, little by little, we gained that ability. And your intuitive awareness is like that. Right now, you might just say, I can't do this. But if you stay with it, and as you develop yourself, you will awaken to your intuition. And in this experience of unfoldment, you're being supported on your journey by your out-of-body teacher, by all of us at the Center for Enlightenment, by your spiritual friends, and most of all, by your higher self. And you're being supported in getting yourself free from what Jane calls the sticky, gluey nature of the third dimension. You are learning all about this part of yourself that is already active in potential, but is now coming forth into your conscious awareness. You are learning how to trust this process. So start with the little things. Start with the things that are safe, like everyday choices that you need to make, and then just go into a quiet space and trust what you get. Sometimes I find that the best thing is just take the first thing that I get and move with it and see what happens with it. Most of all, trust this process of unfoldment. It's not a linear process. It's not a straight line from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes it moves kind of like this, but that's because it's fourth dimensional, not third dimensional. That's because it exists on a higher level of your awareness. This is an exciting time for you. And this is an awareness of tapping into resources that you perhaps never knew that you had. As you move into your greater awareness, know that we're supporting you. And you're being supported on your journey by this video that we're going to watch, From Intellect to Intuition, in which Jane is going to support you. And she's going to end with a meditation where you're going to have the opportunity to be downloaded, to receive that intuitive energy and vibration that will help to set your soul free. So let's watch this video together.
Hi, fellow travelers. Onward and upward we go. Well, you had a lot of fun last week, didn't you? Listening to the mind that never stopped talking to you? That was always a shock to me as I moved into the space of listening to myself on a really committed way. I found out that there was a lot of things I told myself and thought about that were redundant, never took me anywhere, and kept me on my maze of running around the merry-go-round. Merry-go-round. From one opposite to the next is a merry-go-round. And the reason I wanted you to see how your mind is working and how much it controls everything you do and how redundant it is in some ways and how sometimes it comes up with great ideas, because your mind is also an intelligent part of you and you've learned a lot through many lifetimes and you have developed your intelligence very beautifully. But in order to slow down the mind and start to develop your intuition, which is another aspect of who you are, you have to slow down your mind enough to listen to that other part of yourself, which is the intuitive part. So today we are going to be talking about letting the intellect go and moving into your intuitive self. Because now you have understood that your mind runs rampant on you all day long, telling you all kinds of stuff, and you're moving out of that as best you can, because this is a process. You're not going to just do it in 1 week's practice. It's something that's going to build and you're going to be working on probably for the next several months. Believe me, it took me a long time, and I hope that you're much faster than I was. But I support you in continuing with the other things that we talked about: acknowledging your out-of-body teacher, doing your meditations, watching your mind, seeing how your mind runs the show 90% of the time. You have to see those things first before you can say, I need to shut that down to listen to something else. You have another arm. Another arm, it's called intuition, that can support and help you. And some of you have developed some of your intuitive self, but there is many, many, many aspects in developing your intuition. And it goes in stages. Your intuition is like your intelligent. It goes in stages. Like when you were in the first grade, you learned the ABCs. When you're beginning to work with your intuition, you might say, I want the perfect place I need to go this afternoon. I want to go buy a brand new pair of shoes. Intuitively, I'm going to be listening to my intuition. Where do I go to get those? And your intuition will guide and direct you. And when I first started trying to use my intuition, I used it for little tiny things. Things that weren't really huge. If I missed the point, it was not going to be devastating to me. I could find that pair of shoes maybe at two stores. Or maybe the first store was only to show me what I didn't want so I could go to the second store and get what I needed. You see, start using your intuition on the little things in your life. The little, where do I go? What do I need to do today? What is the most important thing I need to do today? Intuition, God, energy. You see, you have that intuitive nature that you probably have worked with a little bit in other lifetimes, but this lifetime you've come to hone your craft. You're going to hone that intuition. So it's every part of who you are. I talked about meditation and being able to meditate and be in that flow all day long. In that flow. Even when you're not sitting in a chair, but you're in the flow. So the intuition can kick in and bring you the understanding you need to make the right decisions during the day. It's your connection to the God consciousness. It's your connection to your whole self. You develop this intuition, it will never leave you. Perhaps in other lifetimes you've had some intuition developing, and I'm sure that's true. Or you wouldn't be even interested in being in this class. You already know you have some intuition here. When my intuition started kicking in, I'll tell you what happened to me. I started to feel something across my forehead. I called it Vicks. You know, when I was a little girl, my mother used to put Vicks on my chest on a cold. And, you know, it felt cold and it felt warm. Cold and warm at the same time. Well, when I started feeling this part of me, and they call that the third eye, that intuitive part starts opening up. And I know that I came in this lifetime with some intuition. I didn't know it was called that, but I understood as a little girl that I could kind of see things before they happened, but I didn't understand that. Now, as in the adult, I understand that my intuition was there even as a child. So your intuition is there. You haven't come this far. And I want to be in this class unless you've had some intuitive understandings and your intuition brought you to this class, believe it or not. You picked up the vibe and you thought, wow, I wonder what this is about. I want to find out. I want to be educated on a higher dimension. What is that? That's your intuition telling you, something going on I need to find out about. Well, we're going to now develop it so it's such a part of you that that's you use your intuition morning till night to everything. My intuition is of utmost importance because your intuition then connects with your intelligence and synthesizes with it and comes up with solutions. Your intelligence is an important function on the third dimension. Your intuition is of great importance on the fourth dimension. So as you're developing and trusting your intuition, you will get very clear when that vibe comes in. You'll feel it, but it's little steps at a time. It's not, I have all this intuition. No, it's little tiny increments. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger as you move into the higher dimension of who you are. Because that is where all the spiritual understanding comes also. You intuit that your teacher is talking to you. You intuit that you need to go meditate now. You intuit that you need to call this friend for some reason, and you find out that they really needed a phone call from you. Or you intuit that somebody's coming to your door, and you do it. Or you Particularly, the most important thing you can intuit is your out-of-body teacher that'll come through your intuition and your understanding, and it will have a vibe that will wake you up and support you in whatever decisions you need to make. As you've been working with this limited self, and I'm going to call it the limited self, you realize how limiting it is. Now you're opening yourself up to the unlimited self, which captures all the essence of the universe into conscious mind, because you're going to become conscious of the God consciousness within you. That's what we're doing. That's why we're on this journey. That's why we're letting go of the third dimension and getting out of the opposites, getting out of the different mood swings that you have, and the depressions or the joys or all the many things that happen in this world of the opposites. So here we are. Here we are in this little parenthesis, and we see that there's another way out called intuition. I want my intuition now. This week I'm going to work on my intuition as I'm working on listening to my out-of-body teacher, as I'm listening to my thoughts. Look, there's a lot of things happening, but whatever efforts you put in are going to give you great rewards. So don't think this is, oh, I can't do this. This is too big. I have a family. I've got a job. Yes, you can. You must. You're on this journey. We're starting up the mountain. Don't give up now. Saying, oh, I have to do all this stuff. No, don't do that to yourself. That's your limited self speaking to you. Oh, this is too hard. I can't do it. No. Tell it to go away. Yes, I can do all this. I learned to walk, and I learned to talk, and I learned to crawl. I learned to do all the things, skip and jump and play baseball. I learned to do all those things. I can learn to do this. It's just part of development. And you can do all those things at the same time. Your intuition will kick in as you take charge of your mind. As you take charge of your thoughts and all the ramifications the opposites bring to you. So I support you this week. I support you 100% in getting in touch with your intuitive self. And we're going to be working on this a lot in the next 6-7 months. Yes, 6 or 7 months. Isn't that something that just automatically happens? It took you a while to learn to walk this lifetime, to run. You are learning to use new tools, new understandings. And we are grateful. We are grateful for the opportunity to walk out of this life of third dimensional woes and move up out of it and look at it in a different way. Thank you, teachers. Thank you, masters, for helping us to not get stuck in the mire and muck of the third dimension. Whoa, take a deep breath with me. Take a deep breath. And for a moment, we are going to have a prayer meditation. And we begin by saying, thank you, God. And I want you to say that to yourself. Thank you, God, that I have a wonderful out-of-body teacher that's helping me, an in-body teacher that's helping me. Thank you, God. I'm grateful. And thank you for helping me with my intuitive part, my nature, my intuitive nature. Thank you. I want you to give thanks right now for that intuitive nature. Give thanks to it. Acknowledge it. I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for this magnificent tool, equipment, so to speak. Open that third eye of mine so I am so in touch with my unlimited self. And thank you for helping me out of the third dimensional opposites, which has me in its grips 99% of the time. Wake me up out of it so that I can master the opposites and move into the ultimate consciousness, the infinite intelligence of my being. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. So I say to you, this is a wonderful week for you. You're going to learn this part of yourself that's active, ready, and you have to trust it. Trust it on the little things this week, the little things. Not huge, big things. That comes later, but you will know it. You will understand it. Trust it. You're in for a magnificent, exciting week, and I know that. I'm so excited for you because I know that you have it in you to tap that resources that are vital, vital to your whole self. Bye for now.
Well, that was a wonderful infilling of light and energy, of vibration and strength. And what we are being provided with is a new relationship with our minds. You are developing a new relationship as you quiet your intellectual mind through using your observer self, and open up a space for greater intuitive awareness. I hope to see you on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern when we have our question and answer support group. The link is in the chat room, and you can also find the link on the website. And this is a way that willing souls support one another on our journey together. And also, we want to invite you to support the Center for Enlightenment in the work that we're doing in waking up individuals and serving humanity's spiritual consciousness. And so until next Thursday or next Sunday, just have a wonderful week watching your mind and awakening to your intuition. Bye for now.